In this WBT, we separate the course material into topics, sections, and slides. Here's how you can tell where you were in the course. At the top is the course name. Then, to the right, is the name of the topic, in this case, Maintaining Content in SharePoint Libraries. The particular section you are in appears at the very top of the menu. Here, it is Uploading a New File to a Library. Under the section name are the various slides in this section. You can jump to or replay a specific slide by clicking its name in the menu. Most sections include a triad, where you use your mouse to progress through software simulations. At the end of a section is a review of the key concepts in this section. By the way, you can quickly open the SharePoint 2010 Learning Center where you can access quick reference cards, links, tips, and videos about SharePoint 2010 at any time during this course. Just click the resources link in the upper right corner. One of the links on the Learning Center page opens the SharePoint 2010 site member playground, where you can drop in anytime and safely try out the procedures in this WBT on a working system. You can add, move, edit, and delete SharePoint elements in an environment where you can do no harm. Also, to receive credit for this course, you must successfully complete the assessment on the Duke LMS.